Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, whatever it might be, wherever you are. How you doing? This is Craig, Craig McKim Networking. What's going on? So last week we talked about your why of networking. Why are you doing it? Is it for a cause? Is it for a job? Whatever the case may be. And I asked you to spend some time thinking about that. And whether you did or not, I don't know, but I hope you did. I hope you found what is pushing you to get out there and do some networking. Today I want to talk about the where of networking. Now, this is not an end-all be-all list. It's certainly not exhaustive, but it is to get you thinking about what it is or where it is that you might like to, where you might want to network, where you might need to network. And it's going to be fairly general, but we can certainly talk about more places. Now, I want you to think about, while we are talking about this, where it is that you find your circle. Whether that's the gym, or you like to go on bike rides, or you'd like to sit online, that's okay too. Just think about where you would find yourself and kind of picture yourself there and going through it all. Now, there's a couple things to consider when you're picking kind of your where you would like to go. Do you want to network close to home? Do you want to be close to home more often? Do you want ease of access and quick travel time? Do you want familiar faces? Are you networking because you want to be more community minded? So do you want it to directly affect and be directly involved in what's going on in your, let's just say, your neighborhood? Do you want it to be close to your office? Again, do you want ease of access? Do you want to do it when you're on your way home? Or do you want to do it for more business contacts? Is it for maybe, are you looking for another job? Are you just looking to network with other professionals or find that fit of you can offer them something and or you can supplement their business somehow? And then, where do you want to be in business? Let's think about that. Depending on the town you live or wherever it is that you live, where would you like to be? I mean, if you're in Vegas, do you want to be in business on a strip and do you want to do stuff, on Las Vegas Boulevard? Well, then go there. Network there, whether it's, whether they're having meetups there or you're just going down and picking up a conversation with the bartender in the casino. Do you want to be in Hollywood? Do you want to network in Hollywood? I would say, go there. Or someplace around it, Culver City or Beverly Hills or whatever you got, West Hollywood. Do you want to be in business two towns over from wherever you live or the downtown area? Wherever that is, go there. Also, where might your clients go? Now, I know typically in networking, we're talking about, referrals for business, not necessarily you're not looking for clients. I mean, you are, but you're looking for them through a referral source. So, on this one, it's a little bit different. Like maybe you do start networking, you do start finding clients directly through your networking, and that's okay too, as long as you're not hitting them hard with the sales pitch. But you're out there, and again, let me done it. Nothing wrong with sales, but if you're networking, it is different. So I want you to think about that. And then also, not only where your clients are, but where is it that your referrers go? The people that you would supplement their business or maybe them yours, where are they? Again, go there and spend some time thinking about this, because it may not be incredibly clear to you, but it's like if you're an insurance rep, where would you want to go? Well, if you're in medical insurance, then maybe you would want to network with doctors or something along that line, or if you're in, auto, if you do all of it, but if you're in car insurance, find a car, a local car club, something along those lines. And then last but not least, online. Do you have a completed LinkedIn account? Do you have a Facebook page that you're active on? Do you belong to different Facebook groups? Do you get involved in conversations? Now, I'm not saying this is a must because I don't know what your business is, but I'm saying it is a probably. You're going to need to be online, like it or not. If you're in business, simply by listening to this, clearly you're online. And if you're not, I guess you're not hearing this and it doesn't matter anyway. But if you are in business today, I was just listening to Gary Vaynerchuk on a video this morning, and it's just talking about, like, if you're not on Facebook and Instagram in this era, you're behind the ball. Now, I'd say that you've lost, because you can always change it, but you're behind the ball. So online networking, you know, online sales, online business is where we're going. We're not going backwards to how it used to be in the good old days. Here's where we are, and we're moving forward from here. But anyway, like I said, it was going to be pretty general, pretty quick. If you have questions, by all means, send them over to me. I'm happy to address them and talk about them. I would look forward to it. But until then, that's all I got. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.